This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic.
Jasmine.
And we've got a special guest in the building. Very, very special.
Yes.
Go on, Jack.
And an extra special one as well.
Yeah, go on. Okay, but let's start with Jack. Go on, Jack. Introduce yourself.
Hello, guys.
Tell the people who you are.
You know, I'm gassed to be here, you know.
Are you?
I am. I'm genuinely. You know what? I wasn't very well. It wasn't COVID. We're good. But okay. I wasn't very well. And this is like one of the things that I looked in my diary. I thought,
bless
real
you.
Talks now. We can talk about real topics.
Sweet. You know what I mean? So and we've also got his bestie.
Yeah. Yo.
Okay, like, listen. I just want to talk to the viewers real quick.
Talk to them.
Kieran is like my brother, right? And he come with me just for the ride. I thought, bro, come show, like, just chill with me for a little bit. I got the podcast and we're going out afterwards. Next thing I know, he's now on the podcast.
The girls are like, come on, Mike, sit down. I was like, all right, cool.
How long have you guys been besties for?
I used to teach him football, innit? So I used to take
him. Used to teach him football.
So I took him to the park.
Oh, wait, this is a lie.
Okay.
You go on your version, come to yours.
So I used to teach him.
Oh, no, let me go first, actually. I'll tell you how it started. Okay, basically, I was training first. I used to play for this decent club, semi-professional. Suddenly, we're starting our training session. Mm. We look towards the entrance. This guy's walking in our session. Walks into the stadium. Everyone's looking like, who's this guy? Who's this kid? Knowing that he's probably, this is about 8 years ago or something. He's Papa Young. He's coming with his boots on, all excited. Come and join the team. We was like, who is this kid? Like, just walked into our stadium. So we was like, all right, cool. So we looked into the stand. He's got his dad in the stand. He's giving his dad a wave like this. Like, cool, yeah.
Shout out to my dad, though.
But real G. Shout out to his dad, real G. And then, we was like, all right, well, this kid's a bit excited, but whatever. So we've gone to start training out, gone talking to the manager. Manager's proper, like, big time, having a conversation with us, blah, blah, blah. And then this guy, out of nowhere, he's gone, he looks like Arj, like this. Everyone.
You know Arj from Towie, yeah.
Wait, who's
like
that to you? Someone say you know.
So I said to the gaffer. I didn't even know the gaffer. I've never met him before in my life.
So you're a bad boy like that.
So I just said, but the thing is, I didn't say it really loudly for him to hear.
Or somebody echoed you.
I just said it to the boys. And I was like, I thought that was Arj. And everyone just started creasing
in
it.
In tears. And we was like, from then onwards, he was like, yeah, he's one of us. He's a real G.
So he wasn't really training your friend, but you're telling people that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I did teach you a few things in the ball.
Yeah, you teach me a few
things. What did you teach him?
Well, he still, to this day, can't keep onside.
That is funny.
So I'll give you that.
The amount of times that we'd be playing a proper game, this would be FA Cup, like we'll be literally playing FA Cup, and he'll be offside, and I'm like, Kieran, I taught you better than that.
I'm like this,
sorry.
Knowing I can hear him shouting, I'm like, oh, not again. Yeah. Not again, yeah.
Do you guys still play football?
Yeah.
I haven't got time. Like, I used to love it. Like, I used to train in the gym or on the pitch. And then obviously life kind of went from 0 to 100 and then I didn't have enough time to. Mm. And when I play football, I always like wanted to dedicate myself completely. And I don't feel like it'd be fair to play a game on a Saturday or a Tuesday night and not train during the week when there's boys out there that I know are training every day. So I had to put a bit of a stop to it. But I get to play in charity games though. They're dope. I love them. Really random though, because like I say, I used to play semi-pro and stuff, and now I'm playing next to like Max Brannan. from EastEnders.
That's mad.
Yeah. Like on a charity and Danny died. It's crazy. It's so dope. But nice. It's all good though.
Sorry to be that person, but can you just explain briefly what the offside rule is?
Yeah, if you don't
mind. Hey, big man, take that away.
Because I thought it was when
Kieran?
I thought it was when the striker goes beyond
go on.
Someone goes beyond someone else. Oh, was that correct?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The striker goes beyond the defender.
Yeah, go on.
I don't know.
Yeah, you got it along those lines. It's basically like, yeah, the striker can't make his run, before the ball is played. So he has to be behind the defender. Yeah.
Okay.
And then whenever he starts his run, he has to be behind the defender before the ball is played. That's basically it.
So you need to keep your eye on everyone like that.
Yeah. So you basically, imagine I have to be behind you before the ball is played to start running. Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's it.
I would never know.
Yeah.
I would let everybody down. I would never don't understand football. Like in my mind, like all the positions, I wouldn't know. Like I would just pass the ball to you. I need to pass the ball to
It's alien. But
yeah, very weak for me.
Yeah. Okay. You'll probably forget in about 10 seconds.
I would.
I will explain it again. I'll tell you at the end.
Also, Jack, we need to talk about this. Why are men so obsessed with height? So you're a tall guy, but you thought, when you sat down, I need to be taller.
Yeah, let's expose you, because you even went to go and fetch for a pillow for people on the camera to see that you're tall. We know you're tall. Yeah, we have to expose you today.
Well, first of all, the sofa is a very nice sofa, but it's just a bit sinking.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I like to be...
Yeah, because it's sinking to make you comfortable.
I get that, but you know, I want the best chat out of me, and you want the best chat out of me, so I need to be up.
Fair.
You know?
Okay,
fair. We like
swerve that one. I do you know what? I think it's more of a thing for girls, you know, that a guy is a certain height. Because I'm gonna flip this real quick. Huh. If a guy ticks all the boxes.
The thing is, you're correct, but I just don't want to say that you're correct.
Yeah, there we go. if a guy has all the boxes ticked, right, successful, good looking, got chat, all the rest of it, but he's like 5'2", what are you doing?
I have a campaign.
Shame the devil.
No, I have a campaign I'm running, and it's for women to reevaluate their height preferences. Mm. So if you're 4'8", why not go out with a 5'2"? What's wrong with that? You know?
It's true.
That's my campaign. Because I feel like everyone's like, people are like 5'2", and they're like, I need a 6 foot. But why? What's wrong with 5'8"?
It's just preference, though, I think. No? Like, I don't know. I think certain girls would feel a bit funny about, you know, when you got to pull their chair out at the dinner table and you got to help your man into the chair. Like,
oh my days. Man gosh. Said, put your man into the high chair.
Help them climb into their chair at dinner. But like, do you know what I mean? I don't know.
But it's all proportionate. If you're 4'8" and the guy's 5'2", what's...
Right. But hang on. If you put heels on and you're taller than your guy, what are you doing?
I'm not in that situation.
I think I like for those, you know.
But if
like,
you're not...
You look down on them and you're like...
Oh, is that a dominance thing though? Is that like a... Oh, wow. Okay.
Bro, you're dominant.
Damn. That went left real quick.
No, I'm not gonna height discriminate because I used to go out with short guys.
Is that your preference?
No, it was just how it was. It was just how it was set up.
Yeah.
It was twice. Never again though.
No. Why never?
No, right, there we go then. So why never again?
Because when I put on heels, I don't want to be taller.
Right.
This is what I'm saying.
No, but it's not like you have to be 6 foot. You can be 5'8", because I'm 5'5", I think. Mm. So it's all right, but it's just they were my height even shorter.
So what would be your minimum height you'd go for, let's say?
Maybe 5'9".
Okay.
I think I'm quite easy, you know. I wouldn't mind someone that's my height.
So when you put heels on, they'll be taller. You'll be taller.
I don't think it's the end.
So deal breaker.
I'm such a liar. So it's not the end of the world, but it was bothering me.
Was it?
I can't lie. But to be fair, maybe it was because the person was treating me like shit. If they were nice, it would be different. It would be different.
Yeah.
Swings and roundabouts, I think.
Mm. So what are you guys' preferences? I mean.
I
no, it's their pause.
Why are you looking to each other to
tell the truth?
Me and this guy have got a lot of memories. We've done a lot of partying. We've done a lot of holiday destinations together. A lot of party islands. A lot of clubbing. And my guy here, we've got a lot of stories together. Right?
I can tell by the look you just gave each other.
This is
a lot.
So I think women wise, you know, we do like the same type of women, innit? Really,
yeah,
like
yeah,
we
yeah,
do.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. 100%.
Have you ever had a fight over a girl?
No.
Nah. Okay, fair.
No,
fair.
No, no.
Okay,
no.
Good.
There's
you never even had a, but I told him I liked her first,
kind of. Nah. Nah. We just have like the same preference in women, to be fair. You know, I like a woman who, first of all, confident, right? I don't mind someone who, you know, needs to get to know me or I need to get to know them to bring the confidence out. But I like a woman that shows and is confident. And takes pride in their appearance. So, you know, looking nice, nails done.
Mm. Are you paying for all of that?
I don't mind paying for that.
Just checking.
Obviously, if we're
quick.
No, but if you're my girl, then obviously I'll contribute.
Good
obviously.
Well done.
Mean? Yeah. Because I know it's the little things. And I learned that recently, actually. I actually learned that within the last year, I think. It's when it comes to a woman, it's the little things. Mm. It's the little things that make that go a long way. Yeah, okay. It's the little, babe. Go and get your nails done. It's 40 quid. Or like, you know, babe, I saw the petrol was a bit low in the car, so I filled it up.
Oh,
your car was a bit dirty, so I cleaned it. Mm. Just know them little things that you just... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, for me, because I didn't really notice that. To be fair, I didn't really clock onto that until, like I said, like a year ago.
Mm.
But, I think when it comes to women, I don't really have a certain type though. This is gonna turn into Love Island real quick. But I don't really have a certain type. But I just like who I like, and I said this on my Instagram the other day because someone said, "Oh, do you only go for white girls?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Not at all. Like I've been with black girls. I've been with mixed race girls. I've even been with an Asian girl, a Thai girl. Like I've got no real preference. It's just you like who you like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I would never say no. I would never get with this person or that person because you know you never know. So
Fair enough.
Okay.
What about you, sir?
Yeah, I think we've got the same similar type. And I think in terms of, I think it's a girl's, how a girl's personality is and their respect for themselves, their morals, how they carry themselves. I think that's the most attractive thing about a girl as well for me.
Okay.
More than the way they look and their body and things like that.
So how does this work on a night out? Because you can't see the personality.
Well, I think, I don't know, if you are...
It's the bunda. Like, don't you...
It's the sorry. She's got the Bundesliga. Look, when you see a girl, right, you don't see the...
Vic just says it how it is.
You don't really see their you can't see someone's personality until you get to know and chat to them. So obviously the first initial reaction is looks, right? So like they have to not have to have, but like my preference or your preference is the same as mine is, you know, big bunda.
You like the booty.
Yeah, like we like booty.
Okay.
Like a nice waistline.
Yeah.
Cute feet. This is a big thing, you know.
It's a massive thing.
Like big I've thing. Had wow. girls who are very, very attractive, and then I look to their feet, I'm like, oh
goddamn.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah. I maybe it's just me and you. I don't know, but we're the same. Like if I see someone's feet in a little bit, like I'm like, especially hear me out. In the winter, right? Obviously, you're not really wearing sandals, flip flops. You probably might obviously wear heels when you go out, but 9 times out of 10, your feet are in your shoe and a sock, right? Mm-hmm. So in the winter, if your feet aren't kept nicely, what else isn't being kept nicely?
Okay.
Just because it's not on show.
Okay.
That's the thing. That's the
That's my logic. Do you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking if you've got nice feet, 365 days.
No,
12 months a year.
Yeah. I don't know how you're connected.
I don't know how you went there. Like, how did you I understand, but how?
It's true. Because technically, you don't have to look after. They're always hidden, aren't they? They're always tucked away.
Yeah.
So 9 times out of 10, if you can't be asked to look after your feet, which aren't a show, imagine what you're not looking after.
What is the thing that you're trying to say that they can't look after?
The coochie.
The kid.
Let's get on to memories because it seems like you guys are mad tired. Tell us some funny memories that you both had.
Remember, this is a podcast. It's being aired. People are going to listen to this. Okay.
Yeah. Keep it PG, real PG.
Now tell them about tell them about the flight on the way to Dubai.
Oh. Oh wait, are you talking about Mao?
Yeah.
All right, so we're on the we've he's done Jack being Jack, he's got he's got a lot of connections here and there. So we've obviously managed to get a little nice holiday to Dubai. So he sorted that out.
Mm-mm. Is that what Celebrity Life is doing?
Listen, it's nice. And obviously, being his, one of his broskies, obviously, I get to experience
that's
that.
Nice,
you know?
I bring my people in.
I love that.
So yeah, he's we've experienced a lot on that. And I know I'm not gonna lie, for majority of the experience that I've experienced, like I probably wouldn't have experienced in my normal life. Like him bringing me, I'm like entirely grateful. So
hey, free slaps.
Yeah, come on, man. So yeah. Yes, and he's never changed. He's always stayed humble. So yeah, I'll rate him for that as well. So
I appreciate it, man.
But yeah, back to the story. So yeah, got us a nice little holiday to Dubai. What was it, 4 or 5 days?
Yeah,
something like that. So yeah, got to the airport now, boarded the plane, and yeah, we're like making our way to the aisle. We've noticed like this mad like hen party going on. So this hen party is going on. They're a bit wild. I think they're all like Greek and Medis, like Mediterranean.
Yeah, there was something going on in there.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously they're getting a bit wild on the plane and that. So obviously, us being us, we're like social butterflies. So we've obviously like
it's a long flight, you know. If you ain't done the, it's about 6 hours. And
yeah,
I mean, and we weren't bougie. We didn't go to business.
No.
We kept it respectful. Kept it economy.
And you know, you could have went to business.
Oh, we know this.
Yeah.
But we kept it. For me, as long as I've got leg room, I don't mind doing a six-hour flight.
Yeah.
But if I haven't got leg room, I'm doing like a LA flight or Miami. That is long. Then I have to step it up to go business.
Yeah,
but
that's it.
Yeah, anyway, so we're on this flight. Take it away.
Yeah, so we're on this flight. Obviously, somehow, I don't know how, we've got involved in this hen party's conversations and they've come over, we're getting chatting. They've got pictures of Jack and things. Yeah, drinks are flowing. Everyone's having a good time.
But we're not having drinks at our seats. We've gone to the back of the plane.
We've gone to the back of the plane.
In economy, there's no bar.
We call it the bar.
But we went to the
back. So you created your own bar.
Yeah, let me give you some advice, right? If you're on a flight and it's a long haul, friend up your air hostess. Friend up your air hostess real quick.
No, but I think she probably had a little something for you, maybe, because I feel
let's just say there was a lot of women that had a little something for something. You know what I'm saying?
We was at the back of the plane and you know, on the airplane, we won't disclose what airline it was because they'll get in a hell of trouble.
There's more than one.
So there's like obviously you get little two-shot glass like bottles, right? Yeah. When you're on the airplane. And she just opened up the drawer and they were just bare. Wow. And then she was like, take what you want. And I was just like, whoa.
Wow.
So I got like a handful. I'm just backing these shots now. Obviously, when you're in the air, you get drunk quicker.
Yeah.
Because of the altitude. So we're like with these 6, 7, 8 girls at the back of the plane, just getting licked, absolutely licked. And then there's a toilet right next to the, at the back of the plane, right? And there's one girl and she's moving to Kieran. Like she is all on Kieran.
Mm.
And I'm like, bro, I said, you ever joined the Mile High Club?
Yeah.
No.
Because it's going that way, brother.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, it's not. No. I said, no, it's not.
Wow.
Anyways, next thing I know, the girl's touching up Kieran a little bit and she...
This girl's touching me out and I said, whoa, you must think I want to try and get arrested up on this, plane. Bro, like,
I'm trying to make it to Dubai.
I'm trying to make it to Dubai.
And then she went into the toilet and Kieran was just looking at me. I said, bro, like, I can't lie, I would...
I was like, I'm not getting arrested when we touch down. No way. So this girl like, oh, come to the toilet. I said, what the hell? I said, I don't care. Yeah. I said, like, obviously in different circumstances, obviously other people, they would probably just go in there. But I said, look, I don't know. I've never been to Dubai and I wanted to experience Dubai. There was no way I'm experiencing Dubai in a prison cell. No way.
All he heard was it was Dubai's airspace. And if you have sex in Dubai airspace, you're doing about a 20-year stretch. You're doing about a 20-year stretch.
Yeah.
But there's bear stories, actually. Yeah. There's actually bear.
Yeah, there's loads. There's
I can imagine.
Some of you actually probably can't even talk about on here.
That reminds me of your video for Foolish. We have to talk about Foolish.
Yeah, let's go.
Tell us about Big Track. Foolish.
So yeah, Foolish. I just wanted to jump back in the studio. I'd been in the studio for like the past year and a half, just writing stuff with my team and connecting with White Nerd. He's a really sick producer. Done so many hits. It's incredible. Like you walk into his studio and it's just got discs all over the wall, like platinum selling, all this stuff. I'm thinking, wow. So the first time I went in there, I was like, this guy's serious. And then I heard some of his work and I was like, it feels so natural to work on this kind of beat. And then because like we do a lot of part, I do a lot of clubbing, PAs, yeah. personal appearances and stuff. So doing a track that caters for that kind of vibe and, yeah. and Ibiza and summer and all the rest of it, it kind of just come quite natural. So when we was working on Foolish, I wanted to write something that was A, jumpy and vibey, and B, something that everyone could relate to. So, you know, Foolish is all about making a mistake in a relationship, whether or not you're a boy, you're a girl, how old you are, whatever. Mm. It's something that everyone can kind of relate to because obviously everyone makes mistakes. So that was just it. And you know, I was very lucky enough to get Tom Zanetti on the remix as well. Now, I've known Tom for a while. Actually, Kieran knows Tom as well because Kieran was in Celebs Go Dating, the Channel 4 show.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
because
you're a celebrity as well.
No, I'm kind of.
Don't downplay it.
No, I'm just there. Nah, I was sick about that, by the way. Just quickly, I get to see Kieran on a daily basis, but it was nice for the nation to actually see what I see.
Yeah.
And he was in there for time. Like, he was in there as a non-celeb, but he was in there longer than actually some of the celebs at one point. So, like, he was there just for so long. And he was in there with like Wayne Lineker and Tom and, yeah. and Karim and all the rest of it. And
oh, so that was quite recent, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was literally, what, this year?
No? Yeah,
this year. So,
yeah, that's crazy.
So obviously I've met, they're like my people. So it was nice for them to then meet Kieran as well.
Yeah.
It was sick.
Yeah, it was
but so we've been done that club vibe. So Foolish for me was something that was just very, very natural. And getting Tom on the track as well was sick because he's been there, done it and still doing it. So he just kind of complimented the track even more. And then the music video.
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
All I saw was Steve-O the Madman in briefs.
I saw his caption. He said, Emma's going to be mad at me. I said, why is he going to be mad? I looked at the video. I said, oh my God, there's Yash.
Yeah. Yash.
Everywhere.
What? Yeah. Do you know what? It was crazy because I so first of all, thank you to Island Records for giving me the opportunity and signing me and stuff because without them, this wouldn't be possible.
Congratulations. Mm.
So, I rocked up to the set, right? And I didn't know what to expect. And I've got there, I've jumped out of the cab, and I'm seeing like a whole big crane of like for the video, like the camera. I'm seeing like two lorries. I'm seeing people running around like headless chickens with microphones attached to their head. And I'm thinking, wow, this is actually all for me.
Wow. Yeah.
This is mad. Like it was.
No, but I saw your behind the scenes footage and I was like, raw, this looks like a vibe.
It was mad. And, and obviously I read the treatment of what the video was gonna be like, and it was very much, you know, just a summer vibe.
Mm.
And I got there kind of early. I shot the first scene with two girls in the bed, which was just jokes. And then when I went downstairs, everyone else had come. There was literally about 50 women, like just in bikinis. And I was just like, this is a great day. This is going to be a great day.
Were you there as well, Kieran?
I wasn't there. I made the ending just to see like, but good energy, good vibes.
Man. Yeah, good vibes. It was just a sick, sick day. Like, to be fair, it was so busy and so hectic and I had so much to do and you know, I did like nine costume changes. But I also took time to enjoy it as well because ultimately, like, if I'm going to enjoy it, you're going to see me enjoying it on the camera. So that's why I feel like everyone had such a sick time because everyone generally just had a sick time. Mm. Like I said to everyone, I spoke to all the girls there and I spoke to the boys who obviously rolled through. And I said, girls, I just want you to have a good time.
Have a good time.
Like just genuinely vibe. You know, the sun's out. We've got a pool. We've got a fucking camel.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know where that come from, but we've got a camel. And it's just enjoy it. And thankfully, I watched obviously the video it dropped. And I was just like, that was everything and more.
Mm. Oh, that's great. And how was like the music video experience? Because I always feel like if I had a music video, I wouldn't know how to lip sync.
Mm.
That's my skill.
So you like, you hear?
Do you say it out? Do you say it out?
Yeah, yeah. You basically, by the end of the day, you don't want to hear the song again.
Yeah.
because you've heard it literally 100 times. Mm. So like, for me, I'd have to perform it like for each clip that you saw, probably like seven or eight times to get the right shot because everything sometimes they want to change the light or there's something not right or whatever, so you just have to keep smashing it out and just go over the song as many times as you need
to.
You grew up in Essex, innit?
No.
Where'd you grow up in?
I grew up in East London.
Oh, I swear. Why did I think you're from Essex? I don't know why.
I don't know because East London, where I live, is quite close to Essex. Like, if you drove 10 minutes down the way, we're in Essex.
The reason why I say this is because I did, and I went to Faces, and as soon as I heard that song, it reminded me of that. I even forgot that I used to go clubbing in Essex.
Faces is my home club, bro.
Yeah.
Me and this guy here. If you wanted to find out where me and Kieran was on a Saturday at 10 o'clock, we was in the same... Faces. We was at the same spot in Faces. We called that spot the gal crosser.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? My.
Now, let me explain
gosh.
Why.
That's too mad.
Let me. No, you're a big man. You explain it. Go on.
I'll tell you why. Because there was a part of this club, right? You'd walk in, you'd have the dance floor, you'd have all the tables around it, yeah? But it wasn't about being on the dance floor. It wasn't about being on the tables, yeah? It was only about one spot. This one spot in a club is where you, every person in that club would have to cross or pass at one point in the club. So we called that the girl crosser.
The girl crosser because where that spot was the girl's toilet. Mm-hmm.
So that right? was tactical
now,
placement.
I swear
no,
to
you
God,
are sick.
It was
no.
wavy. Every single girl had to walk past us. Yeah, and I swear to God, it got called the girl crosser.
That's right,
I swear to God, and every single time, every Saturday, we pulled.
Yeah. I love like when I heard your song, it really reminded me of Growing Faces. I was like, I really loved that time in my life.
I used to love Faces. I used to love Faces.
Wow, yeah.
Faces was my young youth clubbing experiences. Like,
yeah, you recently done a PA there as well.
Yeah, I did. That was nuts.
Is it still going? Crazy. I didn't even know
Faces was still.
Faces is still going. It's not the same anymore though. It's a revamp, but I've been there since. It's sick. But no, that PA, I did a PA in Faces, and bear in mind, like, obviously Faces is my local club, so I'd done all the PAs in like Scotland, Wales, Ireland, like wherever, England, Europe, whatever. To do one in my own club, yeah, like my own local one, was so sick. And I hadn't seen my boys from school and all that for like a good year because I was just on the road. So I said to all the boys, there's like 40 of us that rocked up. I said, boys, everyone, Faces on Saturday, so our PA, let's go. Got there, and I swear to God, I've never seen Faces like it before. It was nuts. Like, I'm not even just saying it because it was my PA. It was probably one of the best PAs I've done because I didn't feel like I had to stay in my section.
Yeah.
I could walk around the club, which I hadn't really done for a long time because when you're doing a PA, you just stay in your section. But because I had all my boys, even some of my family turned up, like my brother and my sister and stuff. So they come through and it was just sick because everyone was there that I'd missed. And it was just a gas night. I just had a sick night.
Yeah, it was so sick. Turn that place upside down.
It was actually upside down. The manager came up to me afterwards and was like, and the maddest thing is, it was Tom Zanetti was there the week before. It's mad how me and Tom always connect,
you know.
But Tom was literally done a PA the week before.
Yeah.
And he turned the club upside down, as Tom does.
Wow.
And the manager said to me, like, you and Tom, like, I've just
shut down.
Like, we obviously had the club open for nearly 20 odd years. Like, they've had J. Cole roll through.
They've had some big Trey songs.
Like, maybe not Trey and J. Cole as we know them now.
Yeah.
Maybe before they blew, but they still, and they was like, you lot just did an absolute madness.
That's nuts.
That is nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So what's next after Foolish? What can we expect?
Can we get an album, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the thing. Like, I feel like right now is making myself credible enough to do that. Like, I'm very aware I'm from reality TV and stepping into the music world is something that people will, you know, turn their nose off at. And that's fine. Like, end of the day, I'm in the position where I've got to prove myself, right? So, and I'm prepared to do that. I'm prepared to the work in. So for me, it's all about just getting in the studio and writing more. I mean, I've done more, and it's the crazy thing. I've done Foolish back in, I think, like February or March, and obviously I've been in the studio writing stuff since. So I've got things that I'm just waiting to go. And some dope features as well. I'm not going to disclose that right now, but
not even a little, in the USA.
But no, like the songs that I've got coming out, I think people are really going to enjoy it. And again, like, my whole thing is I just want people to have good vibes. It's literally it. Like, I want people to enjoy the music and just dance to it. It's like a pool party, summer Ibiza. You know, you got your cocktail, you're in a pool party and just having a good time. Like, that's
no, I love that. We need more of that.
Yeah. Was music always something that you wanted to get into? Or
I've been doing music for a while, actually. When I was about 8 or 9, I was doing my stage school and stuff. And I was acting, singing and dancing. But singing and that kind of side of things was always something that I had a passion in. I did then go down the football route. So I didn't maybe pay as much attention to it as I'd like to, but it was always something that I wanted to do. And then coming off Love Island, some doors closed and some open, and the music one opened for me. I've got a sick team around me with Simon Webb and Webb Industries. And obviously Simon's been there doing it for as long as I've been alive. So it's like just the perfect mixture for a chance to be successful. So that's what it's really about. And I've been DJing as well now. I literally bought my decks throughout lockdown.
You can DJ as well.
Very multi-talented.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, I was in lockdown. I was like, I need to come out of lockdown with something to prove. Yeah. I can't just be sitting on Netflix all day. So I
shared to me.
And,
I didn't do anything.
I literally bought my decks and I was on YouTube just learning, and then I started reaching out to some DJs. So like, shout out Max Denham, O'Neill and Niger. They're the main three that really supported and pushed me and taught me. And yeah, like, they've just pushed me. Now I've been able to start taking my bookings and I DJed in Faces. That's why I was there when the refurb's been done. So, yeah.
Kieran, are you going to make a feature on any of the songs?
Maybe in the video. In the videos, I'll be there.
You have to be
the
in the video.
The next one, I'll be there.
100%. Yeah, you have to be there.
Yeah, 100%. In the videos.
Right. Let's talk about Love Island.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Did you guys watch yesterday?
Did I watch it yesterday? I was like, what is she on?
I don't know what she
was. What? Did you? I don't know. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it.
Like, is she on crack?
They should have got rid of her. Like, they should have taken her out of that.
I want to say, firstly, though, from someone who's been in there, I know better than just to cuss someone out straight away. There's a lot that we don't see.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
There's a lot that we don't see. So we have to take everything into consideration. She is a person. She's got feelings. She was a bit mad last night. I can't lie. Can't lie that. But we got to protect the mental health side of things.
Yeah,
well,
definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
But from what we saw yesterday, what was that?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Because I'm trying to work it out. Did we miss something? He's gone into Love Island. He's not in a relationship, right? He's gone into Catherine Moore. There's women there that are sexy.
Yeah.
Sexy women.
That's the point of Catherine Moore, isn't it?
So he's not denied the fact that he thought she was sexy.
Yeah.
That's standard. She's lying. Sexy. What the hell? Like, majority of the girls in there are sexy.
Yeah.
So like, he didn't sleep in the bed with her. He was respectful and kept it outside. So I don't understand why now... What's her name again?
Faye
has jumped up and down because he didn't tell her that he thought another girl was sexy.
I don't even feel like he could have said that. I don't think, because I think he would probably be scared to say it in the first place.
I'd be scared.
I was saying to Jazz, I feel like she's one of those people, you can't even say you have a celebrity crush because she's going to ban you from watching their films.
No,
like,
for real. Yeah, one of them.
Like the way she reacted yesterday proved that.
Because
he's trying to talk. And she's like, well, tell me this and tell me. It's like, I can't tell you anything because you're shouting at me.
Yeah. It was really scary.
Yeah, I mean... It was a bit of a mad episode. Like she lost her mind a little bit. Like there's having a go at someone and it's like just OTT abuse.
I think they
get like that because they realize that they're gonna come across as being like mugged off on TV, don't they? And I think that's the first thing they think.
Yeah, so but
they...
man didn't mug her off though.
Yeah,
this is what I'm saying. Like if he mugged her off, fair. Not even fair, but I understand. I just don't understand.
Yeah. If anything, it should have been Liberty who should have been acting like that. I mean, not acting like that, but acting out, if anything. Yeah.
But you see how she pulled her man aside and was like, look, I'm going to tell you from not an angry perspective, but I'm just going to tell you I'm hurt. Boom, boom. And then had it. Like, but Faye just come at some next angle. Like, I was just like, where? Yeah. And you know what? The girls were a little bit like, what are you doing?
Taken aback.
Yeah, even the girls were a bit like,
a lot of people are criticising the girls for not standing up or holding Faye accountable. But I feel like they probably are scared. And I was too.
Either scared or they did. We didn't get to see it. They may have done scary. It. We didn't see that. But
oh yeah, that's true.
You know, and then she just carried on. But yeah, man, there's I think there's maybe also probably some underlying issues going on there that maybe she's been hurt in the past. Maybe she's got insecurities, trust issues. I don't know, but that was just...
justifiable. Do you know what I mean? Like, even me, I was doing that. I was like, maybe she's got trust issues, but who doesn't at this point?
Who doesn't? And to be fair, credit to Teddy, man, because he just kept it. He didn't jump up and down and go, yo, fuck this, fuck you. So like, I was just like, yeah, fair, because I'm telling you now, because I got myself in a position in the villa and I was so vexed.
I was so
angry. I just had to say to the producer, like, either you let me come out of the villa for 5-10 minutes and calm down, or I'm gonna spin his jaw. and to be fair, like,
so you can't tell.
I wouldn't, because like, end of the day, you do forget you're on national TV. Yeah. By the way, yeah, like, cool. I genuinely forgot for like 2 minutes. I was like, I am gonna lose my head. It was Idris, but Idris is a big boxer, you know. Yeah. So I was like, I'm gonna have to get the first one in before he boxes.
Wait, what happened?
What
was the situation? What girl was it?
The situation was that kiss gate. Me and Georgia had a kiss, right? And I didn't kiss Georgia. Georgia kissed me.
Oh my gosh! When that happened, I was like, no, they need to show the truth because the way she was lying, I was like,
she was lying on your name.
No, she was lying. So obviously I knew what had happened.
Yeah,
I was there. Right? And I was like to everyone, I was thinking like, you lot are gonna see this when you come out the villa, and you're all gonna look like a dickhead.
Yeah,
because I'm telling you the truth. Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I kind of finally got it into Laura's head, who I was coupled up with, that I told the truth. Like, I'm telling you the truth. So she kind of started believing me. Cool. Then Idris come in, took her on a date.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, okay, don't know who this Idris guy is, but cool, fine, whatever. She come back and the words got to me saying, Idris told Laura that Jack kissed Georgia.
I'm dead.
And obviously he's seen it on TV.
I'm thinking,
this guy.
He definitely lied on
this guy. And I was sitting there, and that's why I had to step out. I had to step out of the villa. I remember just so funny. I just stood at the villa and the producer's going, but Jack, we want all this on in the villa. We want this. And I'm thinking, like, I know that, but equally, if I act how I want to act right now, I'm gonna catch a case, right? And I'm gonna be on the first flight back to London. Mm. So in that situation, similar to how Teddy dealt with it, you just have to take a breath, just think logically. Don't try and think with emotion, and just try. The only way you're gonna beat someone in an argument is by your words.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, just being calm with your words. Being direct and not being taken for a dickhead, but just being direct and just saying it how it is.
Mm.
And I think, who did it yesterday? Who's Kaz's fella?
Tyler.
Yeah,
Tyler.
No, Matt. The Welsh dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Matt, right? Matt just said it how it was, and I respect it. Kaz, he sat down with Kaz and went, yeah, we're done.
Yeah, I
know, but you know what? I was shocked.
No, I
was like, he didn't even give her
man don't care,
the chance to reply. I
can clock people real quickly in the show. Yeah, I'm like, this guy does not care.
No,
like, I genuinely don't think he cares. Mm. Like, he just said, yeah, we're done. Like, you saying that the door's a little bit ajar, it's wide open, and I'm not for it. Go and do your thing, but this is done. See you later. We're cool. We're friends, but do your thing. Got up and left quick, for the effect. And I rated it.
For the effect.
I rated it. And the cat stood there. The cat sat there like,
I was dumbfounded as well. I was like, he didn't even give her a chance to respond.
No, but he doesn't. No,
he had to. I rated what he did as well.
I rated it.
Same.
For one time, find it with a man. Yeah, I have to.
At least let me cry and beg. He didn't even give her a chance.
On that, did you see when Matt coupled up with her, and Tyler?
Yeah, Tyler.
Tyler, the mixed race boy.
Yeah.
Tyler was standing there. Yeah, she winked at him.
But remember, they could have edited that.
You should know how they edit things. She couldn't wink.
But I want to believe it. I want to believe
it. You're mad. There's something in her eye. You just don't know.
No, they're looking in her eye.
You're mad as well. She might have been winking at Faye.
No, but hang on. It was when he walked over to her. It was when.
But why did we get his reaction?
Who's?
Tyler's.
You did. You saw him.
What did he do?
He stood there with his knob in his hand thinking, God damn.
Can lie.
Like, he just stood there like, oh, shit.
Mm.
But listen, I think we can all agree the first part of the show was a little bit slow, but it's nice.
It's defrosting.
Yeah, it's
nice. Your edit was good though. You came across good on the show. Like, you were really funny, considerate.
Well, to be fair, I went in halfway, right? So I watched half the show. Mm. So I had a certain perception of everyone anyway.
Yeah.
So I thought certain people were in there a bit of a donut. Some were cool. So when I went in there and I met everyone, I found out that everyone was actually very cool.
Yeah. Mm.
And the people that I thought were a bit of a donut really weren't.
Wow.
So I thought to myself, like, you're being edited like a dickhead, but you're not. So how can I put this to my advantage? I thought if you're not being yourself to try and be liked, you could still be edited like an idiot.
Yeah.
If you're just yourself, and you're edited like an idiot, then that's out of your control. You're just being yourself. So I thought, let me just be myself.
Yeah.
Because you can't
happens,
act.
Happens.
Exactly. You can't act for 24 hours a day. Mm. So I can't act someone who I'm not. I'm just going to be myself. And if it comes out well, it comes out well.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, it doesn't. But ultimately, I'm doing something that literally millions of people would love to be doing.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands applied for it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do me and enjoy it.
Were you scared to come out? Because I would have been shaking, like, I didn't realize
what I was walking into. I genuinely, and I think that was good, because if I did know what I was walking into, I would be terrified.
Yeah.
Like, I remember because you don't get your phone until you're on the way to the airport. So I got my phone.
Did you see Stormzy at the airport? Was it you?
Yeah.
That's it was crazy. I remember I was on the way to the airport, and my phone, I called my boy. I said to Callum, shout out Callum, like my other brother. I was like, bro, how did I do? And he went, bro,
oh,
you don't know what you did to Black Twitter. Yeah, because you took over Black
Twitter. How did I forget Oliver Jack?
Yeah, yeah. And it was crazy. It was nuts. And I obviously, because I was chatting to my mum and dad obviously first, but they're not like us. They don't know about Instagram and Twitter and all that. So they was just like, yeah, son, I'm so happy you're home. Like, you're really well, da da da. That was nice. So I had to get the download from my bro, and he just said, yeah, man, you've done a madness. But I still didn't know. Until I got home, until the madness at the airport, until, you know, just the weeks after that, months after that. Then, like, just meeting people that I used to look up to, and now they're like cool. And like, it was just crazy. And it's just a real, real life changing experience for me. And like, I could never have prepared myself for it. There's nothing I don't think any psychologist or exec producer or whatever could have said to prepare me. It's something that you just have to go through. But yeah. Crazy.
Do you feel like your season, that was, who was in it? Samira, Wesley,
Josh.
Samira,
I don't think people knew what could be on the other side. I don't think they knew that the PLT could be there.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, I feel like as the years have gone on, that more people are going on there solely for
PLT.
For what they can gain out of it.
Other brand deals are available. I saw it first.
Did you say yes?
Shout out to advert on TV. Yeah, I've got a collection of I Saw It First.
On TV?
An advert, yeah.
Good on you.
Shout out to I Saw It First. It's crazy because I didn't. I don't know what anyone else is there. I don't know what they're doing now. But I didn't. I swear to God, I knew Jack and Dad were going to win it. And obviously I'm in there and I think you guys are boyfriend, girlfriend. It's done. So, but I weren't really in there to win it. Do you get me? I was in there just for the vibes.
We could tell because you kept dancing. Like, you were just like,
I was creasing. And I remember, I swear to God, I genuinely remember thinking, I don't think people know that I'm in the villa. And although you're laughing now, I thought to myself, I bet I'm not getting any airtime. I swear to God.
You thought it was on that missing poster?
I thought I was on the missing poster.
Let me tell you about missing. Let me tell you about missing, yeah? So when he, just before he got on there, right? I've rang him up on a Sunday morning, Never bearing in mind, right? This guy, let me tell you the story. I've woke up and I was like, Sunday, we usually go for breakfast. We'd go for a cafe or whatever. So I've said to him, I've rang him up Sunday morning, must have been about 12 o'clock or whatever. And I've said to him, I rang him. I was like, what are you doing? We saying today? Like, and he was like, I was like, what? Do you want to go cafe? Let's go get something to eat. And he was like, I'm actually with my mum today. I'm gonna chill with my mum today and that. And I was like, chill with my mum.
Was he acting shady?
I was acting so shady on the phone.
I remember this like yesterday.
Okay. And I was like, what about later then? He was like, I might be with her all day, innit? And I was like, I said, okay. And I gave him the benefit of the doubt.
Was you a bit paranoid at that point? I was like, because if Vic did that to me, I'd be like, rah, what did I do to him?
Is this guy trying to long me off or something? Is he trying to dead me off? Because I said, I'm fine. It's fine. Just talk to him. But no. Anyway, put down the phone. I was like, all right, cool. We'll just ring when you're free, innit? And then we'll link up or whatever. Yeah. So he put down the phone and then 2-2's now. What, 3 days went by? Must have been like 3 days that went past, I'm sitting in my TV. Love Island's come on. I thought, boom.
And
that's come up on the TV is the voice.
No, you're lying.
I've seen him come up on my screen. I've looked at my phone and said, you fucking... I said, I can't believe it. I'm getting phone calls and phone calls going, oh my God, your boy, I can see your boy. Oh, my work clock are ringing.
Me like, which boy?
He's like, oh my God, Jack's on TV. And I was like, I can see him. My phone is going mad. My phone's blowing up. God. I'm going into work and all my work clock are coming. As soon as I walked into work, my work clock were like, oh my God, Kieran. And I was like, I'm not the celeb here. I'm not on Love Island. Why are you screaming at me? He was like, but your friend. And I was like, I know. I watched him yesterday. Like, it was so crazy.
I remember so clearly. Because I was told in like February times March, so I had to hold it for 4 months. I couldn't tell anyone. Like I told my mom, my dad, my brother. That's it. I didn't tell my cousins, my uncle, my nan. I told no one because I couldn't risk it getting out. Because if it gets out, you don't go. So I couldn't really tell my uncle because I felt like then he'd feel obliged to tell his wife. And they might slip up and tell my cousin. My cousin then slips up and tells the school friends. Friends go and circulate. It's long. So I thought, let me not put my uncle in that position to feel like he's hiding something from his missus. So I
just had to... Kieran, he didn't trust you.
Jasmine.
I see how it is. I'm getting Uber from here, innit?
Do you know what? I just remember, like, it wasn't even the fact I couldn't tell. I was just scared, bro. Like, I remember I was in Spain when you called me.
Yeah.
Like, I was on the.
Oh,
yeah,
so
yeah.
You already?
No, I was done. I was done. I was at it.
Did you sign an NDA?
Yeah, I had to sign
every
NDA.
Every time I
signed
NDAs, and my friend's like, why didn't you tell me? I was like, I don't think you understand.
Yeah. I don't want to get sued. And I don't want to miss the opportunity. So yeah, that's fair. I literally, I was in Spain. I'd landed. I was now on the way to lockdown. Like, lockdown pre-COVID is like, for me, when in the villa, you go to a hotel, no phone, no laptop, no communication.
Well, they show you your show, right?
It's funny.
I find that wild.
You get to, I got to see the show, but without the color enhancement, without Ian Sterling being the voice, I watched the bare the first
raw.
Edit,
that the raw version.
Weird. Yeah, it's weird. It doesn't make it. It doesn't. It's Love Island, but it's not Love Island. Like then I realized how important it is to have Ian Sterling, have the edits and the color enhancement and all the rest. Like, it's funny. And I was in a German hotel, and I was in lockdown for like 2-3 days. And then I was in the same hotel as five of the boys who was going into the Castle Moor, and obviously 6 of the girls. But I didn't know, I didn't meet them. I had to stay in my room all day. I wasn't able to, I wasn't able to leave my room without my chaperone. And that was only to go and get some food. Shout out Nikita, by the way, who was my chaperone. And we just go for dinner and food and stuff and drinking and go straight back to the hotel. The only TV program I had that I could watch was Good Morning Britain.
No, that's not nice.
But the funny thing is when it was, what's his name? He got kicked off recently.
Oh, Piers.
Piers Morgan, yeah. Not kicked off, but he left. commas. So he left, but he every morning he was rinsing Love Island.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Like, my guy was like, there's a lawyer in Love Island. Why are you studying law?
Yeah, he was like that. Yeah,
he was going off, and I'm sitting in my hotel room thinking,
I'm finished.
I'm literally about to be
I'm about to be rinsed apart.
He's
going to
rinse me.
Rinse me. But it was just funny, man. It was like the whole experience, just from just literally from landing in Spain, the whole experience, going into lockdown, it being a secret, no phone. It's quite nice not having a phone, actually. But coming back out into the real world and it all being mad, like, carnage.
Yeah.
There was one series where someone told someone how they were being portrayed on the outside world. I can't remember who.
I think it must have been the early one.
It must have been like, I think it was that Lucy girl. The one that tried to come between Molly Mae and Tommy. She told Amy how she was being seen on the outside world. I can't remember where I read that.
Yeah.
But I was like, how did she get that information if she was locked down?
No, but you watched the show, innit? So you might go into lockdown two, 3 days before you go in. So you watched the show. But now, I mean, I remember people come in when I was in there. And you're asked that, like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
What's happening? Like, I don't know, are the socials popping?
Do you feel like you had to protect people's feelings? Like, and you didn't want to say, oh, they're dragging you, or
No, not really, because the only person that I was not wary of, I just thought was a bit of a donut, he's actually really, really cool now. Adam. Me and Adam are cool. Just because the way they edited him going from one girl to going to another girl was a bit mad. But when I met him, the guy is like, to this day, one of the nicest guys you'll meet.
Yeah.
Like, so cool. And I didn't bother telling him he was a donut because I felt like he knew that he wasn't a donut.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't.
But you do clock that, because there's some people, you see them and you think, oh, they're a bit, you know. But when the islanders talk about them, they love them. Yeah, so you're like, clearly what we're seeing is not what's actually happening in the villa.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Faye doesn't leave.
Really?
Yeah, because she's caused the most drama. Why would the show want that to leave?
But it's uncomfortable to watch, man.
Yeah, I found last night was uncomfortable.
But I think at the same time you still watch it.
I mean, I put Ofcom complaints.
No, you didn't.
I did. I do that. I did it for the racists, and I'll do it again. Yeah, I do it. Yeah, I'm a part of those kind of people. Yeah.
Fair play.
Fair. Just went, why have you gone quiet?
I've
just never met one before. I'm joking. No, listen, you end of the day, you got to do what you got to do. Isn't it? If it really, really affected you, then do that.
I just feel like I don't want to see that kind of stuff again. Like, I came here for relief. Like, I came here for banter and jokes. Yeah. For memes.
Yeah, it was a bit.
I didn't come here for abuse.
And we were saying, like, you know, if it was a man or if Teddy was the one reacting like that,
listen,
I feel like he would have had to be removed.
I reckon so too.
It's just a bit. Yeah, it's very, very uncomfortable. Oh, was that me?
That's new, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all right. Can you tell us more about your I Saw It First collection?
Yeah, that was a dope thing. I just got how crazy is this, right? So I'm on the way up to Manchester, and I was sitting next to, without knowing it, one of the biggest agents in the UK, and we was just last 5 minutes of the conversation, of the journey, we started speaking.
Yeah,
and she was asking me how I'm doing, etc. And from that point, we just kind of clicked and we exchanged numbers. And she was like, you know what, I'm actually got a deal going on already with one of my clients with I Saw It First, and I'm gonna I'm trying to introduce you to as well. I think you do well. So cut a long story short, and then like the next day, I'm at the top table with the owner, marketing director. I'm thinking, what? Like, this is great.
Just from a chat.
Look at God.
Going for a chat, and we're getting to know people, and the ideas were flowing. And yeah, it just kind of really happened quite cool. I Saw It First with a dope team, man. They're really, really nice. They're really cool. They're really, you know, it's a girl brand, but they've now moved into the men's section. Yeah. And I feel like they're going to be quite successful in it. I'm not even just saying that. I feel they will have. And the collection I brought out was something that I wanted to do because I feel like there was nothing really out there that I would have bought. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So doing this, it was something that I knew that if I wasn't me, I'd buy this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like if I'm thinking like that, then the next guy's going to think like that. Yeah. So I just put in like all my designs, the clothing materials, like the looks. There's different looks
in there. They gave you that much control.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a part of it if I didn't have control.
Really?
Yeah, because my name's on this.
Yeah. Mm. No, because I know sometimes they might say, we have these products.
Like, and it's already been inside. Yeah, pick the ones. You've seen this on the website already. No, sometimes I'm like, we've seen it before. But, you know, fair dues, get your bag, you know. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's
all right. I literally said that. And they agreed with it. They was like, you have creative control. Mm. Like, we want you to know what you think would pop.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because this is the first time we've done this.
Yeah.
So we need guidance as well.
Oh,
from a brand perspective. So I said, yeah, cool. So I think this will work. That will work. Mm. That won't work. This will work. And shot the video, shot the advert.
Did you know it was going to be on primetime TV?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I knew, because they sponsor Love Island. So my collection's in the villa with the boys now.
Wow.
Yeah. And I made it also, because like you girls, like you like wearing jumpers, man. Like you like wearing your boyfriend's jumpers, right?
We love a jumper.
You love wearing a boyfriend's hoodie.
Yeah.
So I was like, look, let's make a few things that girls can actually wear as well.
Yeah.
So there's a few shirts in there that girls could actually wear as a dress. If you style it properly.
I'm surprised they haven't played Foolish on Love Island yet.
Yeah, hey, sleeping on the jump.
As soon as I heard it, I was like, this should be on Love Island.
Is it coming? It's coming soon. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Soon come.
Yeah. Cool. That's it.
I can imagine them doing their slow-mo dance. And
yeah.
Did you guys see Faye whining the other night?
Sorry?
She was whining.
Who?
Whining on Teddy.
Is it?
Yeah, when Mabel was playing.
There's definitely been clapping of cheeks in that villa. You
okay, know?
You
reckon? Right.
Who and who?
Cheeks have been clapped.
Who and who?
I don't know. I don't know, but there's no way that these brothers are going in there for 4, 5, 6 weeks and they're not getting.
Is that what happened in your series?
Anyway, moving on.
Okay. What?
Yeah, but you should have known that question was coming.
I'm a virgin.
You set yourself up.
You're what?
I'm a virgin.
He said, I've never slept with any woman before. I'm purely virgin. Right. Fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kieran, you're a virgin.
Huh?
You're a virgin.
Oh, yeah.
Man of God. Okay.
Yeah,
we were virgins.
But you were about to enter Maha Club and
but he didn't.
And jail in Dubai.
I was not going to jail. I was experiencing Dubai 100%. There was no way I was going to jail.
How was Dubai for you?
Yeah, no, Dubai was amazing.
Ah, okay, all right. Activities went down.
No,
you know what? I'm so glad. I'm so glad that you're both together because I'm seeing everything. Everything that you're not saying, I'm hearing it anyway.
Jack can't even keep it PR. Look at nothing. Dead.
No, Dubai is somewhere you like, if you haven't been, it's good to go to experience at least once. Like,
what do you experience over there?
it's just things you would like, just the lifestyle of certain people and the parties. The parties are different.
He's
like,
trying not to give you eye contact.
Basically, you know, there is, all right, so put it this
way. Careful what you say, rude boy.
Right. Okay, so let's put it this way. We got to our hotel and we was like, oh, let's just go for a little dip in the pool, right? So it must have been a Thursday. And Thursday, we thought it was going to be a random Thursday, right? So we've gone up to our rooms, got our swimming trunks on and that. Gone back down to the pool. We're walking over to the pool now.
looked at the pool, and this pool is just, there's the ratio from for girls to boys is like
6 to 1.
Yeah,
it was like 6
wow.
to 1.
Just
ridiculous.
We didn't realize it was Ladies' Day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So we couldn't believe it. So we was obviously, yeah, we obviously then it started. So obviously girls
what
started noticing.
What started? Okay. You know,
yeah, the girls have started noticing Jack and whatever. And obviously, yeah, they've been getting rich. Girls are getting excited. The pool's getting excited. DJ's noticed my man in the building. There's father in the building. And blah, blah, blah. It's gone off, innit? Like there's footballers around us and that. Mm. We're all talking to the footballers, talking to the girls and that. And then yeah, party just went on from there, really. And that was it. We all had a cup of tea.
And then we went upstairs, went to bed, had a cup of tea, and that was it.
And then we went to bed.
Cup of tea as well, yeah. Just a hot chocolate.
Just a hot chocolate. Yeah. Some marshmallows.
You know, good boys.
I was in bed by 9.
Yeah, couple of Oreos.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. But yeah, no, it was an experience and a half. And as I said before, like, I'm grateful because half the experiences I've experienced it wouldn't be because of him. So
didn't we go to the club and that was with you. I'm sure it was with you. When we went to the club and they put the car in the club.
Huh? Oh, wow. yeah, the Ferrari.
Yeah, basically. There's a club in Dubai that's like the only club in the world that you know you get bottle shows, right? Mm. There's a show that you pay for and you're then able to drive your car into the club.
Yeah, on a lift.
On a lift thing, and it drives it in, and then your bottles go around your car.
And then they stop all the music.
And it happens
and
like every hour. Yeah, every
that's
hour.
Insane.
There's like a Lamborghini or Ferrari or, do you know what I mean?
And it'll be right.
But you have to understand.
Owner, innit?
You have to understand, right? Money in Dubai is different.
It's
oil money. It's Arab money. No one in this room is probably going to experience.
God forbid, I'm going to experience it. I'm going to put down my name. I'm going to experience it.
You know what? As you look at your bank account, and it's like a phone number. Like
wow.
It's
wow.
This like this different. money. It's like
different.
It's different.
Mm.
And I've actually been so fortunate.
Yeah.
Like, it's not actually a simple way of actually explaining the story. I'm just going to say how it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Go on.
So I met Drake.
Wow.
Right. And I'm going to tell you something.
Now I'm jealous.
I was in the club, I was in a bar. He was in the Rosewood Hotel.
Mm.
He stays in the Rosewood Hotel when he's in London. And I'm with my boy. He's a boxer. And he said to me, Jack, after the club, we're going to go to Drake's after party. I said, let's go. Rolled through, 3-4 in the morning. Long story short, I'm in the dance now.
Sorry, how can I apply to be a friend?
That role's already taken.
No, there must be vacancies somewhere.
No more.
So I'm in the Rosewood. I'm in this bar.
I'm joking, man.
And I see Drake and he's there. And it's cool because there's only like 20 people here.
Oh, yeah.
20, 30 people. And it's like, It's intimate.
Yeah.
If you're there, it's because you either know him.
Yeah.
Like not just know him. Like your boys, or you know someone who knows him.
Mm.
So I felt mad fortunate just to be in that same room. So like Skepta's there with his boys.
Yeah, I was gonna say Drake's Skepta there.
Yeah, Skepta's there. So them lot are just chilling. And some of the girls, some of the dancers from the clubs have kind of finished work now and have come to the dance over here. So I'm just chatting to a girl by the bar. And I'm listening to some Drake, obviously DJ's playing Drake. And I'm thinking, I don't know this track.
No, stop
he
it
He was
right
just playing
there.
Unreleased Drake.
What?
All his stuff he was playing was unreleased. And this girl, was chatting to me in the ear. And I said to her, babe, listen, not being rude, but hold that one
hold
for
2 minutes.
Hold
it for a second.
Because I need to hear this. Mm-hmm. And it was, one that caught my eye was the Drake, Bryson Tiller. It's out now already.
Well, you've heard that before.
I heard it months before it got dropped. So like I knew it was a vibey thing. Like,
I remember you calling me in the morning.
Bro,
Drake is such a show off. How are you playing unreleased music?
Yeah, but
bangers.
Well. No, please.
You know, he's like 2-3 years ahead of everything already. Like he's gone.
Mad.
And so yeah, but when I was talking about power and money with Arabs and stuff, right? So Drake, obviously, money is long.
Yeah.
But there's having big money and there's having power, right? Like you, I can't explain it. It's only when you see it and you feel it, right? This guy just had power. When he moved around the room, the security that is his security, like go all around the world with him, who are literally like the elite level of security. Yeah. You can't get any like they're like ex-SEALs, ex-Navy SEALs and whatever. Like they shifted around the room accordingly, right? Like
I'm just playing it in my head.
Get me?
I'm
so
laughing.
Like, I clocked it from. I was like, this guy. Whenever he moved, just from one person to another, like people just shift.
Yeah,
just shit. Like not nothing. major.
Yeah. Just a subtle shift.
Their body just rotates. And you know they're big in it, so you just see a whole lot of muscle just rotate.
Wow.
I think this guy is on another level.
What was he like in person?
Yeah, so what happened was I was, again, at the bar. And I was putting my right arm on the bar, right? Because I'm facing to my left, right?
Yeah.
And I'm chatting to this girl. And you know when you just feel someone near you?
You felt Drake's presence.
I just felt someone, I didn't know, but I felt something like body heat, real, real close. And I can't lie, I thought, there's a long bar. Like, why is this guy, I don't know who this guy is. I took my shoulder, I said, why is this guy so close to me? What are you? So I took my shoulder and I see Drake.
Did you scream?
And I turned back and went,
did you scream like Dave?
Like Dave when he saw the watch.
I was just like, oh shit. Like, I was just like, what the hell? Because I remember so clearly, when I was about 16, 17, I was in college. Someone said to me, Jack, what would you do if you met Drake at a bar?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'll chat to him. Like, I've got, I'll chat to him.
And
like,
was you doing free for the sheep?
And the levers.
And
I was like, oh my days, like what the hell do I say? So anyway, I've kind of put myself back, my back to Drake again, like, because I didn't want to freak out. This girl's chatting to me. Now I completely forgot what she's talking about. And I've checked behind me and I see the biggest security guard you'll ever see in your life. And he just looked at me and nodded at me like, if you fuck up, yeah, I'm going to have to beat your ass down. So don't do anything
stupid.
Choose your
words carefully.
Yeah, don't do anything stupid. I was just like, oh my days. So now, like, I've shifted my body now. So I'm like facing the bar. And now me and Drake are kind of facing the same way. And I didn't know what to say in it. So I just went, what's going on?
Like, what no, that's good. Good.
You get me? Because like, I'm not going to be that guy who's like, oh my God. Like,
fix it. That's good.
You get me? I just said, what's going on?
That's calm.
Okay, yeah.
And he was like, yeah, man. Cool, man. I'm just chilling. I did, but in hindsight, because I was my foot was in my mouth, man. I didn't know what to say. Yeah. Like, I'm chatting to one of the biggest rappers, someone I've looked up to for a time. Like, I've watched him 8 times on stage, like the O2, like, Wireless.
Yeah.
Like, he's my guy, man. Yeah. Like, he's my. So now I'm literally chatting to him. I was just a bit like, this is mad. Like,
what do you even say? Like,
what I wanted to say in hindsight, what I actually wanted to say, because he was in London because he was promoting Top Boy.
Okay.
Remember, because he funded Top Boy. So he was doing the promo side of things. And what I should have said really was, you put London kind of on the map a bit more than anyone else has, because you've been able to like really showcase what London, you know, what it's like on the streets of London.
Yeah.
Mm. And like, you've got people from all over the world watching it. Mm. So from someone who's from London, just want to say thank you.
Yeah.
Because like, without him, Top Boy wouldn't be doing Top Boy. And then we've really got another series season coming out. So like, he's obviously dedicated to it and wanted to do something nice for London. He's about London culture, man. Like, you can see that when he's on stage and he's bringing out, you know, crepes and cones and gigs and stuff like that.
But so he goes, come on, London.
Come on, London. Come on, England.
Come on, England.
Come on, England. But no, like, that for me was power and money all in one room. And it was like mad. I remember coming home that night thinking, oh my days.
Yeah. I would have been shaking like a leaf.
I
think I would have fainted. If I turned my shoulder and saw Drake, collapse immediately.
But then I speak to Michael Ward, who he's obviously Top Boy. Because he's met Drake Bertrand. And we was chatting about it. And he was like, Drake is literally just another guy. Obviously, it's Drake, but it's just another guy.
No, sorry, it's not another. I can't even.
No, but you think that, right? But he is. Like, when you're around him, he is. He just wore normal tracksuit. Like, he weren't out here boasting, whatever. Because in his surroundings, it was like, he was his boys.
So he
was just chatting shit, vibing, drinking, whatever. Mm. Like, yeah, it was just weird to see him in that kind of environment, because I've only ever seen him in front of 60
people. What other like mega stars have you met?
Mega. I mean, I don't think there's much bigger than Drake. I completely forgot his name. He's like old school. Brian, he's a guitarist of Queen.
Brian May.
Is
that his name?
I believe it is Brian May.
He's got big hair.
Yes. So I met him and he was like, Yeah, I met him and he was cool. He was like, but he knew me. That was the maddest thing. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
No clue.
I was like, what the fuck? He was like, yeah, because my family watched the show. And obviously, I've watched the show and I just want to say hey. But it was mad because he was just standing in the lobby of a studio, just standing there with one of his PAs. And I looked at him, he looked at me. And I was like, that is, and he was looking at me going, yeah, that is you. And I'm like, yeah. And we just went, yeah, and I just walked over and started chatting. That was just crazy, really, really crazy. Like, yeah, he's crazy. Like, that's like probably one of the most successful guitarists ever. Mm. Who else? Like, I don't know. Yeah. There's people that I want to meet.
It feels like now celebrities, they're your mates now, because you can. Yeah.
I don't know if they're my mates. Like, I don't have Drake's number.
No, but like you say, like if your actual friends are celebs, I'd be like, oh my god, like Chunks, Jesus. But like, that's your
right,
mate.
Yeah. No, sorry, yeah, I forget. No, yeah. I didn't mean that. It's like, it's weird because I remember I was watching, Michael Dapper, for example, right? I mean, I watched his stuff when I was young. Yeah. I watching Young Philly when he was doing Sunday Stories. On Snapchat and YouTube. And like, I'll be watching him stuff for time. And now we're like all in the same kind of clique, and you see these people in the industry and you work with him. Like, everyone's just cool.
Yeah.
To be fair, there's not a single person out there that I've worked with and I thought, wow, you're actually a donut.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's just kind of cool. Everyone obviously wants to make money and be successful. But from people that I know and who I work with, everyone's respectful and everyone's been like, there's enough here for everyone to eat. So.
Yeah. Oh, I love that energy. Yeah. Will you ever make a song with Wes?
Who knows?
I don't know if that is a clue or...
You know, there's nothing at the moment, but he's doing his thing. Proud of him. Successful.
I'm happy for you, lads. Yeah. Like, you're all like, I really like that you guys are... I think I said this to you guys. Yeah. Like, you guys literally just took the show and just... We're like, let's do whatever the fuck we want to do.
And this is the thing, I
feel like you haven't really boxed yourself into anything.
Yeah, because I've always said, and I got this from Idris Elba, to be fair. He put something out there not too long ago. And he was like, if someone wants to do something and it's out of the lane that they're in, no one is able to tell me otherwise if I want to do it. Like, I'm never going to put myself in one box. Mm. If I'm able and I've got talent and I'm able to do it with fun and energy and a good heart, then I'm gonna do it. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you like it or whether or not you kind of respect it, that's your prerogative, right? Mm. But I'm still gonna do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna sit here and go, oh, you know what? Because you over there who's got the Instagram account of unicorn 9464912 is saying you can't do this, you can't do that. I'm not gonna sit there and go, you know what? I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it and I've enjoyed doing it. I'm still enjoying doing it. So yeah.
No, that's amazing. Is there anyone that you would like to meet or work with? Obviously, aside from Drake.
Of course.
You could say Drake, though.
Yeah.
Obviously, Drake would be sick. I mean, Chris Brown would be dope.
Mm.
He's got the sick vibe, like a party vibe.
Party bangers.
Huh?
Yeah. I was just saying party bangers.
Yeah, he's got the party vibes on bangers on lock. But there's other producers as well. Like 40, he's like a big, big producer.
Yeah, he's insane.
Benny Bass, he's a sick producer. There's so many people that would be so sick to work with, but hey, I'm talking about the elite here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I need to get there.
One day.
But you know, if you told me 4 years ago that I'd be doing what I'm doing now, I'd be like, where?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. How?
I can imagine.
For what reason?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
What? So crazier things have happened.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, because you were speaking about going to the clubs, going to Dubai, and people are recognizing you. Is there any part of you that just kind of wishes you could go back to when no one knew who you was?
Mm.
Even if it was just for a night.
Yeah, there's times where, like, there's everyone has good days, everyone has bad days. And sometimes, like, I'll just be having a bad day. Like, no reason, I'm just having a bad day. And then
you're eating dinner with your family, I've noticed.
Like, yeah, like, I'll be eating with my family and my friends, and it's like... When I'm with my family, I'm Jack anyway, right?
Yeah.
But when I'm with my family, I'm Jack. Like, I'm just Jack. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And then when I'm at home, I'm Jack, obviously. But then when I'm in an environment with my family and I'm just Jack, and then there's like, but we're in a restaurant or whatever, and there's people who are looking at me like, oh my God, it's Jack.
Yeah.
Like, it's sometimes kind of frustrating a little bit, and sometimes a bit annoying, because I have to flip from Because sometimes if I'm on a bad day or I just want to be with my mum and dad and my brother and whatever, I just want to be chilling. Yeah, I don't want to always have to be smiling. Sometimes I always got to feel like I'm smiling if I'm out. Like the other couple times I would be in a club and I am tired. Like real tired. Like Kieran would know, I'll be in the club and I'll be going to another club and then I'll be like working PAs and I'll be getting in the car for 4 hours going to somewhere else to do something. Like that was mad. And I'd get to the club and I'd be kind of doing what I've got to do at like 1:30 in the morning and I'd be so tired. And I won't be like, I'll be up and I'll be having a good time, but I won't be smiling all the time.
Yeah.
And the amount of people will be like, oh, you're so miserable. Mm-mm. Why are you upset? Like, and I'm just like,
but they don't know.
You don't know. Like, I'm tired. But this is at my level. Like, I'm like, you got to think of the people who are like Rihanna, Beyonce. Yeah. Like, they must be on a next thing. And
the thing is, though, sorry to cut you, Jack. I don't know if I could pass the opportunity. If I saw Rihanna in the, I know she's eating with her mom. I have to say so. I need my photo. I'm so sorry.
But you see,
I'm so sorry
but
to you.
You
though.
See that there, yeah. I get what you're saying, but see how you're like that to Rihanna. People are like that with Love Islanders. Like people are like, oh my god, reality or artist or whatever. Yeah. People come up and they lose their minds.
Yeah. They don't think, oh, Jack's with his family. Yeah. Let me leave.
And it's happened a few times. Yeah. And I normally always take pictures. I've only said literally once.
Yeah.
I can't take a picture right now because I am literally gonna miss my flight.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Like, I'm running.
That's fair. That's
and you're running next to me. I'm gonna miss my flight.
You never flipped a flight, have you?
No. We need to talk about that. Hold that story.
We've never missed a flight, have we? Jack.
So yeah, and yeah, sometimes you have a bad day and you know you just want to. Do you, but it's sometimes a bit difficult. But
there are times where I've had to say, like, even I've had to step in and say to people,
oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, there's times where I've had to step in and just say to people, like, no, he's not doing anything. Yeah. Just like, come, maybe like, message him or whatever, and then he will find you in the DMs or whatever. And then
you need a friend to do that. But I really don't count myself as someone who's big time. Like, I got time for everyone. Mm. I can talk to anyone, I will have a picture of anyone. But, like, it's just been a few times I'm just like, no. Mm.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I've got because
you have to have boundaries.
Yeah,
though,
like the other day I was
out.
Where was I? I was in a restaurant in London and like I was having dinner and I clock everything. Like it's really strange. When you come into this kind of weird world, you clock everything. If someone's got their phone and it's somehow, why is it pointed at me?
Yeah.
There's 100 people in this room. Why are you pointing your phone at me? Are you on the phone or are you recording? Like your mind constantly ticks. So I'm clocking everything that I can see. And I see one dude in the back, right, in like a couple of tables behind, like in front. And he's with his girl and whatever. And he's like, I can see him itching to come over. And I can see him coming over. And I'm a little bit waved, right? And he's come over and he's like, bro, can I get a picture? But I'm also eating, right?
Oh,
and I said, bro, I promise you, I will do the picture for you. Not a problem. But let me just finish my food and I'll come straight over to you before I leave. And he said, cool, no problem. That was it.
Yeah.
So like, I have to sometimes set the boundaries because if I say yes to you, then I can guarantee
there's going
to be someone else who's going to come and then someone else is going to, and then next thing you know, I'm no longer having my dinner.
Yeah.
I'm now doing a PA. Mm. So it's like, I have to be able to set boundaries and kind of just do what's right. Even sometimes it's quite harsh and it's against what I want to do.
Yeah.
I have to.
Do you find it scary that people could potentially be taking a picture of you, let's say you're on a date or something?
Mm.
And they could just be taking a picture of you. Snap, it's on the chair bar.
Yeah, it can happen.
That's
but
scary.
In saying that, I'm like, so what's the more options?
Mm.
Not do anything that
home.
I want
to
do.
Mm, that's true.
It's a hard one. You think I have to think about everything all the time.
Mm.
Like I'll go on a date and whatever, and there's been times a girl's tried to hold my hand. I'm like, I can't hold your hand.
Yeah.
Do you get me? I feel like I can't because like we're in Soho or whatever, and people are clocking me left, right, and center. Like if I'm holding your hand.
Next thing you know,
it's
Jack is dating. Yeah, and
it's just difficult. It's just a hard one, and like it takes time to kind of get used to that, I suppose. Mm. But you just have to
go with it.
Go with it, and it's part and parcel. Even though I didn't realize that's what I was signing up for.
Yeah.
When I signed the contract for Love, I didn't realize that was what I was signing up for. But it comes with it.
Mm. Do women often struggle with the fact that you're obviously a celeb? And, you know, they want to get to know you or you want to get to know them, but they're like, oh, you're just a bit too...
I'm quite conscious of, are you here because of me? Are you here? But the thing is, I'm not Justin Bieber. Do you get me? I'm not freaking... Do you get me? I'm not that guy. I'm do you get me? I've come off a show and I've released music. Like, I'm not... I'm not on that level to be like big, big time, yeah. But I do get girls who are just clout chasing. Yeah. Like, and that's cool. That's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. But
how do you clock it?
Just little things. Like I pick it up, little things. Like I've been on a couple of dates with this girl and she's cool, man. She does little things. Like I'll be on a date, I'll be getting the food or whatever. And then she'll be like, no, let me get these rounds of drinks.
Mm.
And like, I felt like it's nice that you've asked that because some people just wouldn't ask that. Like, you know what I mean? Or you know, people ask for pictures and she's like, oh, I'll take the pictures for you. So,
okay.
Do you know what I mean? Or like, what else? Yeah, like just
being funny with their phones and that and like doing stories and stuff, trying to.
Oh my days. It's long. Or I'll be out and she'll be like, oh, you know, come round and whatever. I mean, there'll be like a party or something. And then she'll just make sure that everyone knows, like, just allow the pictures kind of. Like,
okay.
If you want a picture, ask him at the very, very beginning so you can enjoy his night or whatever. I mean, just little things that people wouldn't normally have to say to someone who's not in the public eye. Mm. But it's nice when someone does because they're taking the whole situation into consideration.
Mm.
What's the story about the flight?
Yeah. This guy. Big man, I can't believe it. Still to this day, what happened. No, do you know what? I'm going to land this one.
You land. Land that.
Okay, so I've got a booking in where was it?
Zante.
So I've got a booking in Zante. I've got a PA boat party, right? So lit. So all I've got to do is get to the airport on time. Right? The flight's patterned. Two flights patterned for me and Kieran.
Yeah.
Accommodation,
villa pattern, everything. Vibe, everything pattern. Just get everything to patterned. The airport.
Kieran's
on time.
Ready for the punchline.
I'm just looking at what time it is. We should be going soon.
I said, bro, listen, flight is at like 7:30. Mm. You need to be at my house 5:30. No later. No okay. later. All right, cool, bro. Yeah, I'll be there in the morning. I said, bro, do not be late. No, bro, I got you. Don't worry.
I wasn't late.
10 to 6.
I mean, it wasn't
10 to 6 in the morning.
About
no, that is late.
No, I said, it was about 20 to 6.
Right, you want to argue over 5 minutes? Argue over 5 minutes
that's
then.
That's still late.
I said, bro, where are you? Like, oh, bro, I'm on the way now. I said, okay, cool. This guy's taking the piss. 5 to 6, comes to the house. I said, bro, you're 25 minutes late. If we're going to a club, 25 minutes late, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
When it's an airport,
25
minutes is a long time. So now I'm in the Uber. I'm having to get an Uber driver to zip it down the M-way to get to the airport. Mm. Got to the airport now, rushing through the airport. Got to the desk. Take over, big man.
Oh, no. Please don't tell me.
Yeah. No.
Please don't tell me.
Let's get a bit hot in here. No, babe, we got to the desk and then I was like, yeah, we need to check in. She was like, okay. Yeah, check-in closed like 10 minutes ago. No, right. 5 minutes ago. And she was like, "Yo," and I was like, "But the gate's still open." She was like, "Yeah, but check-in's closed." And I had to check in my bag, didn't I? Yeah. So I couldn't check it in. So she was like, "Yeah, that's it. You're done." And I was like, "But the gate's still open. Can you just not ring through?" She tried to ring through. That was it. No, it was closed. And I was like, "But do you know who he is, though?"
Now you know your boy is in trouble. You know you're in trouble. When you dropped that one, I was like, don't ever do that again. I can't stand it. Don't ever say that again.
You know when you're at the bottom of everything?
That was the last resort.
Last resort. I was like, you know who he is? No. She was like, no. I was like, when we're both fucked.
We're both fucked.
I want to show on Instagram, like, this. She said, no. Oh my God.
So then, I was like, so in that case, I was like, all right, so. Right, I said, what's our options? And I said, surely there's another option. There must be.
Surely there must be another flight.
There's another flight going. Like, what, next 2 hours? I said, that's fine. Just jump on us on the next one. She went, the next one's in like 7 in the morning. I was like, oh, right, excellent. Okay, cool. And I was like, all right, boom. She was like,
7 in the morning the next day.
The next day. So I was like, oh, okay. I was like, all right, just check another airline. It's fine. There's loads of airlines. We're at the airport. Just check the next one. She was like, yeah, there's none. I was like, oh, excellent. I was so bad.
And I've never fallen out of Kieran ever. Yeah. Actually, never fallen. I said to Kieran, bro, until this is patterned, I am not chatting to you.
Yeah.
And I was so deadly serious. And I went over to the next desk, to like EasyJet.
No, before that.
Where?
Before that. You did.
I went over and I said, hey, I need another flight. Like, I've missed my flight. she's gone, how? I said, oh, whatever. This reason, he's going over there. Anyway, so I was like, oh, how can I get to Zante? She goes, oh, there's a flight that's leaving in about 2 hours. I said, oh, sick. She goes, yeah, but then you've got to go to Athens. Mm-hmm. And then from Athens, you get the other airline to go. I said, oh, okay. Thinking, if that's what I need to do, that's what I need to do. And yeah. I said, how long does it take? She goes, about 12 hours. Eh? I said, what do you mean 12 hours? She goes, yeah, because you've got labor, the time. Yeah.
Then how much?
And I said, okay. I'm thinking, okay, like, this is a long, long day. How much is it? She goes, £800. Wow. I said, each. And I looked at Kieran. I said, big man, get your credit card out right now and slap that. I've never seen my boy's face.
And they love it.
My credit card out, shaky, shaky. And she was like, I said, is there any other flight out of the UK? She goes, yeah, there's one direct from Manchester.
Out of London, yeah.
Out of Manchester airport. I said, what time? She goes, it's in about 4 hours. I said, all right, cool. Book me two flights. So I had to we had to jump in the Uber straight to Houston. Oh, from Houston, get on the train, all the way up to Manny, get into the airport, and we bust it. But it was like that whole train journey, yeah.
Intense.
In that whole train, didn't chat to him.
Screwing him. You didn't talk to him. Screwing him.
We went upstairs. You know you got the Leon, didn't it? You know you got the Leon at the airport.
So you were
train,
eating so in silence.
We was eating. I'm eating my pasta.
You're screwing you.
I was like, your pasta nice. your pasta nice. You went. Oof. I was like, take that as a yes.
I said, don't chat to you. I said, until my bum cheeks are on that flight, yeah, do not chat to
me. And then you told him when they got on the plane.
When he got on the plane, I said, I had to tell him about himself though. I said, bro, don't ever make me late again because I've patterned everything for us. Like, and then because basically what we did miss was the champagne showers, the champagne spray thing, which is jarring. But I was actually booked the next day. So the next day when I was on the boat party, we parked the boat up and everything. It's like a massive, like, 3-story boat party. It was lit. And everyone was jumping off. I said, big man, do you remember when you made me late? And he went, yeah. I said, bro, you're about to jump into the sea right now.
No.
As a forfeit.
So you continue to punish him.
Yeah, I said, bro, that's your forfeit. He said, da, 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 da. I said, bro, I don't care if you can't swim, jump in. No, I'm joking. I said, yeah, he stripped off into his boxes and he jumped in. Yeah. And he held
that. Oh my God. I was like, nah. I was like, you got nothing on me no more. Like, it's so funny, bro. It's so jokes. But yeah, we've had our ups and downs, man, but we've always stayed tight in it.
Yeah.
Oh, always.
Yeah. That's the way it should be. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
we have got to wrap up now. Thank you so much, Jack and Kieran, for being on with us.
Thank you guys.
We had so much fun. Yeah, so plug Foolish.
Yeah, Foolish. Yes. Go guys, go stream that, go and download it, go and it's everywhere, to be fair, all platforms. Mm-hmm. And the music video out right now on my YouTube channel. I promise you're gonna like it and vibe to it.
All right, nice amazing. One. Thank you for listening to another episode of Black Girls Living.
Oh, wait, pause. Do you want to plug yourself where they can find you?
Sorry, Kieran.
Yeah, man, just hit up my Instagram. Just hit up my Instagram.
You need to know your handle.
My at is _ Kieran Bishop. Just hit that up. Yeah,
how cool. Are they spelling Kieran?
K-I-E-R-A-N Bishop. Okay. Yeah, cool.
All right.
Cool.
Girls got him.
Yeah.
DM's open?
Come on.
Ooh. Wide open. They couldn't be any more open if you tried.
Hit me up.
Okay, I'm finished. Catch us at Black Girls Living on Twitter and Instagram. My account is jazz_BW.
You can catch me on Vic Sanusi on Instagram and Victoria Sanusi on Twitter. I'm trying to find how many followers you got recently on TikTok. Has it gone past 19?
18.5, I think.
Why was it not tipping over to 19? It's pissing me off. But yeah, we're close to 19, guys. So please follow us on there. So yeah, have a blessed week. Bye.
Bye.